with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of TLB Talk Radio. This is episode 15, and the title of today's show is Back in the USSR, Boys. Some of you may be actually old enough to remember that song. It's a Beatles song. It comes from way back. And I'm quite sure, give you, excuse me, all kinds of reasons to understand why I use that title today. But let me start this show off the way I usually start all of my shows off. I'd like to once again thank RBN for the platform. For anybody who doesn't understand why I constantly herald RBN, I tell people that RBN is by far one of the best radio networks or media networks on the planet. And when they ask me, is it the biggest, baddest? No, it isn't. Is it the richest? No, it isn't. Then why is RBN one of the best on the planet? It's because it allows someone like me to give you the blatant truth. And that's a rare animal today. And after what we discussed today, you're going to find out that rarity is going to increase. So I'd like to start off by, again, saying thanks to Republic Broadcasting Network. That is a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project and TLB Talk, and we're very proud of that. I also like to say thank you to Sam, who is the show's producer, and without Sam, there wouldn't be a show. Sure, it takes me doing the show, but it also takes the person making sure you can listen to it, and that person is Sam. So, and the third, I don't know, a third person or entity I would always like to say thank you to is Andy from Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show or rebroadcasts it every Thursday. Now, without these three individuals or entities, this show wouldn't happen, or its proliferation wouldn't be nowhere near what it is. So we always start by saying thank you to RBN, to Sam, and to Andy. And as usual, I hope you don't get tired of this, but you all need to know it each and every time I start one of these rants. And that's what my show is. Everybody knows that. My show is a rant. And believe it or not, after I do my show each Sunday, I'm a whole lot less stressed than I was before I started. So it is a mechanism for me to blow off some steam in a fashion that helps us all, meaning my audience, to understand things a little bit better. But the message I bring you today is not entertainment in any way, shape, or form, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of actions or the course of actions of those we elect to represent us. Oh, my God. I don't even know if that even exists anymore. But how about we get down to business? I gave you a title of a show, Back in the USSR, Boys. Why did I give you a title like that? I mean, that's really in your face. All right. The Disinformation Governance Board is the reason why. DHS Secretary Mayorkas announced on April 27th, while he was talking to Congress, that this would be in existence. What most people don't understand, because they look at this and they blow it off as, okay, something else the government's going to do, so what? But what we're looking at is a blatant violation of the First Amendment, okay? And it's done with total lack of congressional authorization. They didn't talk to Congress about this. They didn't set it up with Congress. Congress is there to approve, supposedly, and that's another whole show altogether, supposed to approve what benefits we, the people. They are our direct representatives. Congress is made up of somebody from your very area, your very district that goes there to represent you, that speaks in your voice. So if a president or the puppet masters who pull his strings decides that by executive order, he is going to set up a brand new entity that will decide what is misinformation or what is disinformation and who decides that and how are they qualified to decide that, then what that does is it takes a shotgun blast to your First Amendment right. Because now what you've got is one, two, or three people deciding, and they all work for the liberals, and they're all appointed by the liberals. And we're going to go into that a little bit more as this show progresses. But they're going to decide now what you can and can't say. Back in the USSR, boys. This isn't a joke. This is America, which is turning into a joke. And that's not a joke. The Disinformation Governance Board, okay, is, again, a blatant violation of the First Amendment and done with a total lack of congressional authorization. Can you say Soviet Union? The Biden administration is abandoning all semblance of constitutional government by forming a Disinformation Board with the Department of Homeland Security to target Democratic Party critics. When just coming up on one of the biggest elections in history, we are looking at a country that is literally falling apart around us, whether it's economically, whether it's our school system, it doesn't matter. I could go on and on. And a lot of this has been choreographed. But if you and I step up to speak about it, up until now, the worst we got was people telling us we were crazy or that we were spitting out disinformation. But when you set something up like this, which is basically toothless right now, but it's set up within the Department of Homeland Security, how long does it take to weaponize it? How long? And if you don't think that's going to happen, you're a moron. Why are you listening to my show? If it wasn't going to be weaponized, if they didn't intend to weaponize it, it never would have been set up in the Department of Homeland Security. It wouldn't. It's there for a reason. And when else did it happen? Let's take just a little bit more blatant. Right after Elon Musk takes over Twitter, buys it totally, has 100% control over it, and states that his main goal, his promise, is that free speech would remain his main focus. Ooh, really? Is that a coincidence? How Orwellian can you possibly get? So now they've got a threat from Twitter. Twitter is now, instead of the place where they shut you down when you say things like Hunter Biden's laptop should be, I don't know, looked at and scrutinized to see whether the president of the United States is compromised and shouldn't be put in office. Oh, yeah. They shut people down right before the election for saying that. They literally kicked them off of Twitter for saying that. And now Elon Musk is going to come in and say, that's your First Amendment right. You can say these things. And you think these liberals are going to tolerate that? You think these progressives are going to tolerate that? All of a sudden, we have a Disinformation Governance Board. Yeah. I've got another name for it. How about we call it the Ministry of Truth? Does that sound a little bit more, I don't know, back in the USSR, boys? Because this is exactly where we're going. And again, anybody who thinks you set up a mechanism like this within the Department of Homeland Security and you have no intentions of giving it some oomph, of weaponizing it, of giving it the ability to punish you and me for telling the truth, but they have deemed it to be disinformation. How many people will end up in jail? How many people will end up not being able to put their word out ever again? How many people, and I could go on and on. This is a direct attack. This is a slap upside your head, people. And it's in the Department of Homeland Security announced by Mayorkas, who is the secretary of that department. They have all intentions of putting as much power behind it as possible. Why would they want to do that? And why would they want to do that right now? Well, gee, let's stop and figure this out. Since Joe Bob got into office, he has cut fuel production in the United States to the point where the price of gas has doubled and in some places it's tripled. He has literally shut the spigot off from around the world by pissing off most of our allies and people like OPEC flipping us the bird because they know darn right well if they don't increase the amount of oil they're sending to this country, the price continues to go up and their bank accounts continue to get fatter and fatter by the day. He's left the border open, which allows terrorists in, which allows fentanyl in, which allows child rapists in, which allows human trafficking in, which allows, can I go on and on? We have governors from across the entire country screaming bloody murder to him, and 80% of the population wants something done about it, yet he ignores it. Would you like me to go on? Inflation caused by massive spending. It isn't done by Putin. Every time he says that, I almost swallow my tongue because it's a blatant lie. So you take everything. He's destroyed our medical system by telling them you have to take a vaccine, which is the most deadly and damaging pharmaceutical product ever used in the history of mankind, or you're going to lose your job. So most of them walk off of their job. He's destroying our military. We all know this. We know that the military is being destroyed. We know just by going to the emergency room and the wait now is three times longer than it ever used to be. And in a lot of cases, they won't even see you unless it's a really, really, really big emergency or it has something to do with COVID. Okay? I could go on and on. The Democrats right now are looking at a bloodbath in November, and they know it. And the more people like me and other people on RBN and other people at the Liberty Beacon Project tell you about this, the bigger the bloodbath gets for the Democrats. They needed to do something. Enter the Ministry of Truth. Now they're going to be able to shut you down. Because all of the media that's in the pockets, literally owned by progressives, the progressive elites that run this country right now, that pull Joe Bob's strings, are going to do exactly what they're told, which means you ain't going to be allowed to say crap that they don't allow you to say, which means that the only thing you're going to be allowed to say is going to work in favor of Democratic re-elections from congressmen to senators to anything you can imagine. That's the only thing you're going to be allowed to say. It happened right after Elon Musk took over Twitter. It happened right before one of the most, I don't know, historical elections in this country. This is set to be the biggest bloodbath the Democrats have had, I don't know, since I've been alive, and I'll be 70 years old in 2 years. This is what we're looking at. And this is the mechanism they have devised to throw it back in their favor. Excuse me. What they're not understanding is people like me can see this. And until they shut me up in one fashion or another, I'm going to tell you about it. And there's a lot of smart people that listen to these shows, and they're going to be telling others about it. Is this going to backfire? Is this going to blow up in the Dems' face? This is an act of desperation. This is one of the biggest slaps upside the Constitution's head in the history of, I don't know, in modern history, period. Again, The Biden administration is abandoning all semblance of constitutional government. They're throwing it out the window. And they're hoping that your programmed ignorance is so deep that you're really either not going to care or you're not going to want to, I don't know, get into trouble yourself, or you're not going to take the time to do something about it, or. If you've listened to my shows with any regularity, you know what I state about programmed ignorance. This is what they're depending on. They're depending on a lot of Americans truly believing that the government has the power to do this. They don't! This is so unconstitutional, it's sane. And what we're going to find out real quick is just how constitutional the Supreme Court is. Because when this hits the Supreme Court, if they back it, then you have to finally understand that treason and tyranny has taken over America 100%. There is nothing constitutional about the government stepping in to say, you can no longer say anything that we don't approve. Nothing constitutional about that. Not even a tiniest little itty bitty bit. Nothing. But that doesn't stop Joe Bob. How many times with his mandates did he say, well, this problem, he actually said this, this probably isn't constitutional, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then when it gets to the court, what did the Supreme Court do? It literally shut down his public mandate. Didn't shut down his government mandate for government personnel or government employees, but it shut down the public one. What are we going to see this time? And it's going to hit the Supreme Court, and it's probably going to get there pretty quick. And it's going to hit some federal judges pretty quick. And as soon as they start to weaponize it, you're going to see it explode across this country. Again, what the heck is going on? Could this be the ultimate poison pill for the Democrats? Or is it their saving grace? Will it be the only mechanism that might save them some of the bloodbath? Not all of it, because most of us know too much now already. But could it be the saving grace, excuse me, that saves them from as big a bloodbath as we know they're going to get? Or is it the poison pill that's literally going to trash the Democrats to the point where they won't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting anybody elected for the next 10, 12 years? I'm not joking. And who's going to run this thing? Let's go there. Who's going to run this thing? Nina Jankowicz is going to run the show. I'm not going to give you a whole lot on her because I think it would be much more entertaining. Yes, I actually use that word. Much more entertaining for you to look it up yourself. It will be in the article tomorrow that always accompanies this show. I embed this show in an article on Mondays. Her name and a link to a couple of articles we published on her will be there. You can go take a look. I will give you one little hint, okay? This woman does a TikTok video explaining what she thinks about disinformation, what she thinks about how she considers herself to be in the flow of this, and she does it to a Mary Poppins song. And the Mary Poppins song she uses to do this is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Okay. Stop and think about what I just said. Nina Jankowicz wants to tell you how serious she is. She wants to express literally what she said. She wants to express her deep thoughts to the music of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. She's going to be in charge of deciding what is and what isn't misinformation or disinformation. Are you freaking kidding me? Answer to that? No, I'm not. Now who else is going to be, I don't know, in this fray? Who else is going to be deciding for you and me what we are and aren't allowed to say. And this is before it even gets weaponized, because if enough of us don't push back, being that it is in the Department of Homeland Security, it will get some bullets. It will be weaponized. It will be able to give you penalties all the way up to and including jail time. Not a joke. Look what happened to the January 6th, quote unquote, rioters that were literally invited in. There's videos of them invited in by the Capitol Police as they walked through the building. Who was the only person who was killed in that entire thing? Gee, that would be a young lady that was shot by somebody from the Capitol Police. But yet, they were locked away due to lies and disinformation and misinformation from the government, from these liberals. Some of them are still locked away. No representation, no nothing. Let's talk about back in the USSR, boys. So if you think that this isn't going to be weaponized and used against you, when something as in your face as what happened on January 6th is still not solved. These people are still suffering, and all they did was protest. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't damage anything. Most of them, the worst thing they could be accused of is taking selfies in the Capitol. That's the worst thing you could accuse them of. And now they're telling you, we're going to decide what you can and can't say, and we're going to drop this little project of ours in the Department of Homeland Security. But don't worry, it'll never get weaponized. You're a major freaking moron if you believe that for a second. All right? But who are these people that are going to be making these decisions? Well, gee, wouldn't these be the same people, the same self-proclaimed anti-disinformation agents who peddled or supported the Steele dossier, Russian collusion, etc., etc., etc.? This woman, Nina Jankowicz, was one of the people telling you right before the 2020 election that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation and Trump was just Russia, Russia, Russia. She was in that fray. Now she's going to be in charge of telling you what you can and can't say, what's real and what isn't real. Gee, didn't we just find out that, oh my God, the Hunter Biden laptop was true all the time? But yet she gets appointed to this spot. Is there anybody listening to my show right now that puts any sense to that at all? Why the hell would she be put in that position, having been in that position? This is what we're looking at, people. You want to talk about tyranny? You want to talk about treason against we the people? You want to talk about any of this? You're looking at it. And it's getting worse every single day. Why does my voice get louder every show? Because my country is getting destroyed at a higher rate of speed in between each show. Anybody out there listening to this knows full well Rogers never made a penny in 14 years of building this project. And it is a global project, and I never will take a penny. I don't do this for money. I don't do it for fame, that's for sure. I won't even do a video show, only an audio show. And I'd rather write an article and not put my name on it than put my name on it. But I'll tell you something. This, what's going on today in America, may very well be the death of me. How? I don't know yet. But I can pretty much figure that's going to be the end result. I'm not going to shut up. It's going to take a whole lot more than somebody who wants to give us her deepest thoughts to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious to shut me up. She just doesn't have it in her, I don't think. Anyway, but we'll see what kind of bullets they give her, okay? Who will decide what is misinformation and disinformation? I've asked that several times. And the thing of it is, we still to this day, we don't believe what's going on around us. But yet they're taking more and more power unto themselves and taking the Constitution of the United States and your inalienable rights and destroying them right in front of our face. Democratic operatives who only answer to the deep state, not to we the people. And when I say the deep state, anybody here, anybody listening to this, put your hands up, just kidding, I couldn't see it, who actually believe that Joe Biden's running this country. Anybody who thinks that Joe, he just did another speech and he couldn't even talk. But he's running the most powerful, the most, I don't know, country on the planet? No, there's no way in hell Joe Bob's running this country. So when I say these people who answer directly to the deep state, these are the people pulling his strings. And right now, the United States needs to be trashed in order to bring in global governance. That's an absolute fact. You've heard me say it over and over again. Look around you. They're now going to tell you what you are permitted to say and what you're not permitted to say. And I'm going to tell you that in the very near future, if we don't put our foot down now, we don't literally put our foot down now, they're going to weaponize that and people are going to start going to prison. Once this happens, this country is totally gone. Right now, it's about halfway there. But once they can literally shut you up from ever speaking the truth again, then anything that made America, America, anything that made us special is gone forever. Anybody here have even the slightest inkling on how much effort it would take to get back rights we've already lost? Never mind, once they're all gone, try to get any of them back? This is where we sit right now. And all of you sitting on the fence post are just as guilty as those who are perpetrating this on us. Only the state can determine the truth now. And you will, in some fashion, be punished if you dare to say otherwise. What damn country is this? Is this China? Is this the Soviet Union? Is this Cuba? Did anybody listening to this show ever believe you would see this happen? Did anybody listening to this show believe you would see this happen after Joe Bob got installed? I didn't say elected. I said got installed. Because at that point, I could believe almost anything. And this is helping to bring almost anything to fruition. On the other side of this commercial, we are going to do about 10 or 15 minutes more of presentation, and then I would like to take some calls today. I would. This is a topic of some importance, and I don't know if anybody will call in because I usually don't take calls. But this is a topic of such importance that I would like to hear some voices. But if you're going to call up and tell me I'm wrong, you better have done your homework. Because Roger doesn't open his mouth unless he can back up the facts. This is one of the grimmest days in American history. If we allow it to happen, there's two people to blame. Our government, and look in the mirror, ourselves. That's not a joke. It's not even close to a joke. It's so factual, it's insane. It is incumbent upon us to put a stop to this. You need to call your senators. You need to call your congressman. You need to call anybody that you can find that gives a damn. You need to tell them flat out if they value their position. They need to make sure this goes away. That's not a joke. We'll see, won't we? It's not going to take long to weaponize this if they realize that we're going to tolerate it. And it's the majority of you out there kicking back doing absolutely nothing that it's going to do the least amount of damage to. It's the people who care about America that it will hurt most. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared.
All right. Okay. I got to tell you something. Nobody's ever going to accuse me of not disturbing the sound of silence, because silence just isn't in my character. And I think most of you know that. Look, I'm going to try at quarter till the hour, which is about, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes from now, to do some calls. So I don't really expect a lot of calls, because most of you are used to the fact that I don't take calls. So if that's the case, please don't believe I don't have some information that I can continue to give out, because Roger always has plenty of information to give out. But let me finish this up, okay? I was reading through some articles, which I do quite often. I do a lot of research. And one article that caught my attention was written by Andrew W. Coy. And he makes a point which pretty much falls along with what I said, only he gets a little bit more in detail. And so I'm going to literally give you a piece. I'm not going to read you the entire article, but I'm going to give you a piece of the article he wrote, because I believe this falls right into what I was saying. And he says, with the creation of the Ministry of Truth, there certainly will be financial punishment and or prison time given to citizens who are convicted of misinformation or disinformation. This will happen. This is the purpose. Now, what I told you guys was that it's going to be weaponized. So again, he's talking pretty much the same way I am. Okay. If not, it wouldn't have been put in the Homeland Security Department. He goes on to say, will any of these be a crime of misinformation or disinformation punishable by incarceration? And here's his list. To say the vaccine, the lockdowns, the closing of public schools and the social distancing did not work at all, and that herd immunity would have done much better. To say the 2020 election was stolen and President Trump actually won. To say Joe Biden and the Biden family have illegal activities going on with the country of China, and he and his family have been bribed and thus compromised by China. I would add in there Russia as well, but this is what he says. His next point, to say illegal activity has been discovered in Hunter Biden's laptop and that this illegal activity shows crimes being committed by the Biden crime family. To say there are only two sexes, male and female. To say it is a baby, a human being from conception inside the womb. To say the deep state apparatus in America has used the country of Ukraine to launder illegal money for the elites, and that is the only reason America is interested in backing and protecting Ukraine against Russia. To say the American government worked in concert with the Ukrainian government to create non-sanctioned biolabs in Ukraine, much like in Wuhan, China. To say the COVID-19 virus came from a weapons lab in Wuhan, China, and that both America and China were working together on it. To say the vaccine really is not a vaccine, at best it's a therapeutic. To say the Biden government is corrupt and illegitimate, and that Biden has dementia. To say Hillary Clinton was behind the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax from the very beginning. To say the January 6th Save America rally was actually used by the FBI, CIA, and NSA and deep state as a false flag to imprison MAGA nation into the gulags. To say Biden should be impeached because of his refusal to constitutionally protect our southern border from illegal immigration, illegal drug trafficking, and illegal child trafficking. To say that our rights come from God and God alone, and that no government can take these God-given rights away. Would these statements now, under the Bureau of Disinformation, become crimes against the state? And the answer is probably. Now I'm going to give you one more paragraph from him, and this is the most important. The Supreme Court had better not be cowards, crooks, or compromised. The Republican Party had better not be cowards, crooks, compromised. Both bodies must step up. Both bodies need to be out early and strong in saying the Ministry of Truth is illegal and unconstitutional from its very birth. They must fulfill their obligation to the American citizens and to the Constitution to do the right thing the right way, regardless of the personal cost. And now, gee, why do you think I wanted to read that to you? That's somebody I don't even know. That's somebody I've never even met. That's somebody I've never even had a discussion with in typing online. But yet, what little I read from his article pretty much says exactly what I've been saying to you since this hour began, isn't it? It's pretty much the same thing, isn't it? So if you think I'm the only one that's thinking this, how many of you out there are thinking the same thing? How many? How many of you out there are thinking there's no way this can happen in America, but it is? How many of you are thinking that if you're going to put in charge of the most unconstitutional project the government has ever thrown together and put it in an area where it can be weaponized, if you're going to do that, why the heck would you put in charge of it somebody who was running a disinformation campaign just prior to the election and thinks the best way for you to see how deep her thoughts are to do it to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? There's a real Mary Poppins moment for you. How many of you out there are looking at this the way I am? And if you think I'm being frantic, yes, I am. Why? People, this is America. It's not back in the USSR, boys. This is America. Things like this don't happen. But they are. They are happening. And if it's not scaring the living hell out of you, then I want to know where else you want to live. Because the America you're so comfortable in is disappearing. That's not a joke. It's disappearing. All of the things that I've just explained, and yes, I've actually got a caller. Give me about 2 more minutes, caller, and I promise you I'll be there. All of the things I put out in front of you today are all actual. None of this is made up. None of it's exaggerated. The only thing you've heard is my voice being raised. And I keep telling you, it's because I can't put air quotes up there showing you that this should have exclamation points. Everything about this is pissing me off. None of it is not pissing me off. All of this is real. When I heard about this, I was drinking coffee and I almost choked to death because I breathed in the coffee. It took me 10 minutes to stop hacking. This is America. And what you are looking at right now is in its infancy. And it has no teeth. And if we don't make sure it stays that way and it goes away, then what we're telling them is going forward, whatever you decide to do to we the people, we're going to be okay with it. If they can get away with this, what do they do next? If they can take your First Amendment right away, what right is going to be safe going forward? Which one? Because the answer to that is none of them. Okay, I have a call from a dentist in Florida. How are you doing, Dennis? And what can I do for you today, sir?
Hi, Roger. Thanks for taking my call. I was hesitant to interrupt your rant because it's so spot on and passionate, and I applaud it. I miss John. I miss you two together. I always enjoyed the...
Me too.
You know, yeah, well, he is missed. You guys are carrying on very well. And I'd call in a few times and talk to him, and he was adamant about an all-or-nothing approach to saving this country with... There was no compromise. It was either we're all going to win or we're all going to lose. And I don't know. I just, in this world that we live in now, I don't think that's feasible or
practical.
A good option. Practical, right. It's just,
yep.
To me, it just doesn't seem feasible. And in my experience, and I've been away for quite a while, I've listened to a lot of radio and good stuff, bad stuff, and
yep.
In my mind, people are just lazy or frightened or cowards in this country. We're not the same country that the people that built this country, we're not the same character. It's here and there. Yes, there's some great patriots out there, but for the most part, we're willfully ignorant and afraid. And I don't think we'll get our country back, to be honest with you.
I need to jump in here because you make some sterling points. What I need to explain to you and what everybody else needs to understand is not only are you hitting the nail right on the head, but this is all intentional. We are not the country we used to be. We are not. And it is the programmed ignorance. When you look at people around you and you say they just don't seem to care, it's because this is the way they have been programmed to be. Absolutely, 100%. And when you say it's all or nothing isn't going to work, nowadays that may be the case. But you also have to understand that when the Constitution and our Bill of Rights was written, the population of the planet was a whole lot smaller and a whole lot less complicated. So is there going to have to be some level of compromise on some things? Yes. But if you're going to step up to tell me that you can only say what I allow you to say going forward, that is danger beyond anything you can imagine. That opens the door for any type of treasonous tyranny they wish to throw in your face. This is a point I don't think we can compromise on.
Agreed. So with them having stolen the vote from us, propagandizing us on every, you know, every turn.
Programmed ignorance. Yes, sir.
Well, that too, and the propaganda and the willingness to fall into it, because I think, again, people are either too stupid, lazy, afraid, all those things that
agreed.
Isn't going to bring back the wonderment of this, the beginning of this country, the uniqueness of it. And I just, is there an answer, all or nothing? I mean, I don't think the all or
there
nothing
is.
Answer, what would be a compromise?
There is, and I do have another caller, but let me finish this up, Dennis, by saying this, okay? Americans are not quick to react. As a matter of fact, we're one of the slowest societies on the planet to react to just about anything, all right? What I will tell you is what Yamamoto told his emperor when his emperor told him after Pearl Harbor he wanted him to attack California. And what he told his emperor was, I can't do that, my emperor. And the entire court gasped. You don't say that to an emperor. They were gods back then. What he said was, there will be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. Now, what we're looking at is an America right now that is in the stupid mode. And I don't mean everybody's stupid. I'm talking about the mode, in the stupid mode. And I'm going to tell you right now, when it gets bad enough, when enough people get slapped upside the head, you will see a pushback in this country like most people would only wish could happen. I do think it's going to happen, and I do think that the tidal wave is lifting. The ocean is stirring, and the wave is lifting. Is it ever going to be what it was when the Constitutional was originally written, or the Bill of Rights back then in the late 1700s? No, I don't think it'll ever be that, simply because we're a whole different world and a different society. But there's a whole hell of a lot we can take back, and a whole hell of a lot we can make sure they won't take. And Dennis, I absolutely love your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roger. I really do appreciate you.
Okay, next one is Tom in Utah.
TomInUtah.com. Yeah, that's me. Hey, are we going to be resorting to the reverse logic to get to a fact? In other words, we can speak innocuous facts, which will point or hope.
Yes. I like that. The lethal one. I like that. Look, we're going to do, people like you and me are going to do whatever we have to do. It's that simple. If you tell me I can't do something, I'll find a way around it. Believe me, I'll find a way around it. This is who I am. But you're absolutely
so
right.
We can walk on eggs and still be safe.
I recognize your voice. You've called in several times, and it's always a comfortable call simply because you're somebody who really has a decent idea to put forward. And yeah, you and I both know that if this comes to fruition, and I don't think it will, I do think that it's going to piss far too many Americans off. If it does come to fruition, that people like you and I will find a way to get our message out for at least as long as they allow us to. I keep saying I'm going to die working this project. I'm not saying they're going to kill me. What I'm saying is this may very well be what I do till the day I die, and I have no clue how that's going to happen. All right, Tom, thank you very much, sir. Is there anything else? Because I've got actually two more callers. I'm totally amazed here. Okay, how about Mike in Kentucky, please?
Hey, good afternoon. And the Montana Freeman had an idea or solution, I think, and all of our reactions are managed. In my investigating the domestic spying and stuff that's been going on well before September 11th and the Patriot Act,
I ran across
one of these whistleblowers. I don't know, Mayor, if it was a whistleblower roundtable with Crowdsource the Truth, maybe. And I think it might have been William Benny, but it could have been Kevin Shipp, that said that there were 800,000 operatives roaming around in the several states, in the lower 48 states, with security clearances. So, and then you got Kentucky State Police Intelligence, or police intelligence at the state level, in addition to all the public-private partnerships and community policing of the fusion centers. So anything that, on the scale of like the Montana Freeman tried to do financially to stalemate this debt pit that they've put us in for 100 years, it's managed, you know. I think they did a, you know, a managed takedown of the Freeman. But what they could have done, perhaps it would have been harder to take down, would be to go to an international venue. And, you know, what is in this land, why is the government set up? It's set up to, it's instituted to protect our property. We don't have any property anymore. It's all constructive fraud. You got the name owner on a piece of commercial paper that you think you're the owner of a car. You're not the owner of that car. You know, you got a deed and you say it's, you're the owner on that. You know, it's fraud.
And the United States is, in fact, a corporation, not a constitutional republic.
And all these alleged courts, they look like courts, but what are they doing? They're managing the perpetual bankruptcy of the United States. It's being ran in bankruptcy. New York Times, I forget who it was, they did an article about the number of national emergencies that were under, and they have the whole list, you know, and it only goes back to, like, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
But it took 50 years for Americans to be able to have gold again. I think Ronald Reagan was part of getting that done, and so the U.S. Mint started minting gold coins with legal tender values on them. You know, that's not the market value. And you go back and look, and even old Roy Rogers in 1953 and what's his name, Pat Brady, had an episode where he had found three ammo boxes of gold coin, and throughout the show several times, the audience is convinced that gold is not money, Pat. These will have to be redeemed. Or, you know, Roy Rogers, you know. Yeah, so 20 years after the 1933 thing, what I'm getting at is we've been duped. This is 100 years of constructive fraud. We should have a remedy somewhere in some court.
Yes.
That's what the Montana Freeman were trying to do.
Yes, so, and I've got one more caller, so I do have to.
There's a solution. That's what I think we should try.
But hold on. Hold on. You need to call in next week's show, because I am going to be discussing something along that lines that your input would be invaluable on. So if you get a chance, same time next week, give me a call, and we will take this to a little bit deeper subject, because this is good. This is very good, and I appreciate your time.
I'll try.
Okay.
All right, bye.
And thank you. And the last call is Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good afternoon. Okay, I don't want to try to have to be the grand finale, but anyway.
Well, I've got about 3 minutes left, so you are.
Okay. Well, no, this might take 3 minutes. The Federal Reserve note. And if you don't want to discuss this, that's fine. It can just be a postponed topic. But I wonder realistically if we are going to get rid of the Federal Reserve note, because it seems to me that without the Federal Reserve note or the unaccountable currency, that these alphabet agencies that, you know, do whatever it is that they do off the record, off the books, the undisclosed stuff that they do, the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, the NASA, whatever it may be, it seems to me that they would not exist without the Federal Reserve note or the unaccountable currency. And if we made our currency accountable and traceable and all of that stuff, then it would be difficult for these agencies to exist and do their work. So what do you have to say about that?
I have to say that this is something that I'm going to do an entire show on, already intended to do, and that might be the best time for you to call in. But what do I have to say about this? This is my quick answer. Okay, we had a president at one point in time that wanted to take us off the Federal Reserve notes and put us back onto U.S. dollars and or the gold standard. This was Kennedy. Kennedy was killed. You are exactly right. The power that is held by these agencies who are not accountable to the U.S. government as they should be, or we the people, and the Federal Reserve, which is not accountable to we the people as they should be, are mechanisms that are being used to destroy America. Are you absolutely right? Yes, you are.
Well, I was just going to, you know, further make the comment that, you know,
okay.
We used to have...
you got
to
be quick,
looking,
ma'am, please.
Well, I was just going to say, we used to have elegant-looking U.S. notes, but the serial numbers give you the impression that it's an accountable currency, because usually
right.
with something with a serial number is accountable and traceable. But, yeah, in this case, I think that they allow the alphabet agencies, you know, to exist. And, you know, when somebody has a top secret clearance, they might very well be in a swimming pool all day. You just don't know what they're doing.
All right. Again, you and I, one of these days, real soon, are going to talk. And when you hear the show, if you're listening, call in. I'm going to give you more than 5 minutes. I promise, because the Federal Reserve is something that really, really needs to be discussed in detail. I want to thank you very much, but let me wrap my show up. I've got about a minute and a half to go, and I appreciate your call.
Okay,
so for everybody listening, understand this. Take this away, okay? Right now, you're looking at a smack upside the head from the United States government. They're telling you, this is what you're going to be able to say going forward. They're doing this just before a major election, and they're doing this for damage control because they understand that the party in power is about to lose on a massive scale. The only mechanism they can put in place is a mechanism that takes the Constitution, tears it up, and throws it in the toilet. This is what we're looking at. You need to step up. You need to get a hold of your congressman. You need to get a hold of your senator. We need to make sure that people that we sent to Washington to take care of America are taking care of America. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for your time.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.